This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This week, Philadelphia City Council reconvenes, and there's more to come regarding Mayor Parker's Home or Housing Opportunities Made Easy initiative, designed to build, preserve, and restore 30,000 housing units in the city. Philadelphia is facing a severe housing crisis that has hit those who want to own and those who want to rent. WHYY's Aaron Mozell joins us to talk about what Philadelphians should understand and watch for in 2026 regarding affordable housing, tenant protections, and tax abatements. Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning.
Which tenant protection bills have a chance of passing in 2026?
So this week, we do expect council to pass legislation that needs to be approved before the city can start borrowing for Home. But other than that, we do expect to see at least two bills this session aimed at protecting low-income tenants. The first is aimed at getting the city ready, kind of in a position to create a program that would proactively inspect rental properties. Right now, the system is complaint-driven, meaning that a tenant would have to file a formal request with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections if they have any issue or multiple issues with their apartment. And these are deficiencies that would generally be considered code violations.
And I think this has been a wish list item for a while for housing advocates and tenants.
Yeah, that's right. There's a feeling that this could potentially help tenants by keeping them out of harm's way. There is a lot of fear among renters, especially low-income renters, that their landlords will retaliate against them if they file a formal complaint with the city or really otherwise speak out about their living conditions. And so whether this program will come to life, we don't know yet. Last year, city officials did tell council that LNI was looking at crafting and launching a pilot program for proactive rental inspections. So we'll just have to see. This could be something that gets funded through the upcoming budget process.
Aaron, is there anything else?
Yeah, on the tenant protection side, there is another measure that really seeks to clarify and expand an existing city law that spells out retaliation protections for renters, specifically kind of what's considered retaliation if a landlord ends or modifies someone's lease. It would also mean that landlords would be required to tell all tenants why they're deciding to do that, not just those with leases of less than a year.
Tell us about proposed new tax abatements for converting underused properties. Do they differ from the city's existing abatement programs?
Yeah, this would be a brand new program that would exempt developers converting these properties into residential housing. This sort of ties back to Home in that way. And this would be for up to 20 years. That's what the state has authorized. The list includes schools and other government buildings. And there's also a provision that would allow a developer to get the abatement even if they have to demolish the property and build new because, you know, that property is too far gone. The city does currently have a property tax abatement program. It's for 10 years for residential renovations and new construction. It's been altered since it was first launched. And so for new construction, you get 100% abatement the first year, and then it diminishes by 10% each year. And then renovations, you get the full 100% for the full decade.
Can abatement contribute to displacement or speculation?
I suspect there will be concerns about all of that if local legislation is introduced. Mayor Sherrell Parker has said that her administration is crafting a bill and that it could be sent to council early on this year. Some critics of the current abatement program that we have say it should end because it's being offered to developers working in neighborhoods that no longer need government's help to grow, which was the initial intent of the abatement, to spur investment in neighborhoods where that wasn't happening. So, you know, we'll have to see what projects come up under this new 20-year proposal and, you know, what impact that will have as a more limited program on individual communities.
Yeah. Does Home truly help the city's, say, lowest income renters and potential homeowners, or does it primarily benefit developers and more stable income households? You touched on that a little bit.
I would say, as it stands, the mayor's housing plan is designed to help all those groups. There was quite a lot of back and forth last year between council and the mayor over which households should benefit most from the initiative's first annual budget. Council ultimately decided that the city's lowest income households should be prioritized when it comes to home repairs. there's still dozens of programs that are designed to help across a broad range of incomes, and we'll just have to see what future annual budgets for home look like to get a real sense of who is really benefiting from this $2 billion plan. I will note that I did recently talk to a Philly economist about the home plan for a story I did about the city's housing market overall. He doesn't expect the initiative to make Philadelphia's housing market more affordable, but he said he could see it stabilizing prices, creating more certainty in the market, and that could help reduce instances of displacement caused by gentrification.
Thanks, Aaron.
You got it.
Aaron Mozell covers housing and community development for WHYY's Plan Philly. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.